Gary Stein in for Steve. We've been talking about Todd Heap, of course. The only that, you know, as you call it, Black Monday, when our four big names were released by the team, of course. McGahee, Greg Heap, and Derek Mason. Only one remains now.
Only one possible.
Only one possible.
And we got him.
Everyone else is gonzo. So, well, you know, the latest being, of course, Todd Heap, who will be a Cardinal. Kelly Gregg, a Chief. McGahee, a Bronco. Derek Mason, well, let's hope he remains in purple and black. Derek, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Derek, how are you?
I'm doing well.
So, Derek, can you tell us what's the latest here? What's the story? Is there anything moving with you? Is it just as it was?
It's just as it was. There's a few things that are interested, but, you know, for me, it's just a wait and see. I'm going to do what I've done for the longest, so the last couple of months, and that's just continue to work out and continue to enjoy my children.
Hey, Derek, do you want to come back?
Yeah, I'm not opposed to coming back. You know, that's a decision that the Ravens have to make. And, you know, if they see a reason for me to come back, then, you know, that's something that we have to look at. But as of now, I think they're, you know, content with what they have now.
Derek Mason, our guest. Were you surprised with Todd Heap signing with Arizona? That was a rumor because he obviously played for Arizona State. He's an Arizona guy. That was rumored, but apparently he made a call to the Ravens organization saying, hey, what can we do here? And they didn't do anything, and they ended up as a Cardinal. Was that a surprise?
No, not really. I mean, there's no surprises in this league. I've realized that over the course of the 14 years that I've played, that's good for Todd. You know, he's close to home. His family's there, so they get an opportunity to see him play 8 times a year. You know, and if they make it to the playoffs, then, you know, more times than that. So I think that's a good move for him. You know, he was a player of the year there, and he went to college there, and now he get an opportunity to play professional football there as well.
Hey, Derek, just out of curiosity, you know, and, you know, players talk to one another. Everybody knows everybody around the league. Are there certain teams that you wouldn't want to play for at all? Like, are there, you know, in your mind, there's no way I'm going to Cincinnati or whatever. Does that exist in you?
You know, I just got to be smart. You know, I've been in this league a long time, and now what you want to do is put yourself in a position to possibly, you know, win football games or win a championship. So, you know in your mind which teams, you know, has an opportunity to win and which teams don't. So you kind of make your decision based upon that.
Well, speaking of that, people were suspicious, or at least they're very cynical, because I've had this discussion. I believe football players want to win. I mean, you want to make money because it's your business. Of course, you want to make as much as you can. But guys do want to win, and I think I would point to Nnamdi Asamoah, where people thought he could have gotten more money. They say it took less to play for the Eagles because they're building a powerhouse over there. I mean, what do you think he's going to mean to that team?
I think he's going to mean a lot. He solidifies that other side of the other corner position. They had Asante Samuel.
Yeah.
They got Cromartie, you know, and now they have Nnamdi. So, you know, they essentially had 3 starting cornerbacks. Now they got to try to figure out how to get all 3 of them on the field together if they don't trade one of them. So they have a very good, you know, back end. You know, one of the best in the NFL right now. So he means a lot to that team, and I think he's going to be the reason that team excels on defense this year.
Hey, Derek, and we're talking to Derek Mason, former, at least for the moment, Baltimore Raven. Derek, a lot of fans will text in or call in and say, yeah, it's going to be tough to see Heap go. It would potentially be tough to see Mason go. But you know what? It's time for Joe to grow up. It's time to get rid of the security blanket for Joe Flacco. Make him the leader out there. You know, have him direct where everybody goes. You playing with Joe for the last 3 years and playing with the Ravens for the last 6 or 7, how would you respond to something like that?
I mean, Joe is going to grow regardless. He's making that natural progression. I've never seen in the business or anything where you take away a certainty and say, well, we're going to let the business grow. We're going to take away these things, and we're going to let the business grow. It has to grow now. Joe was going to grow regardless, whether, you know, Todd and I was there or not. He was going to make that natural progression. We were there to help help Joe. We were there to help that team, you know, get to that next and final level. So I think that's weird to say when you say, well, you know, take away Mason and Todd, and you know, it might be good for the team because now it gives Joe an opportunity to grow. I just think that's one of the craziest comments of all time. That's like saying, you know, well, let's take away, you know, say a Jerry Rice. Let's take away, and I'm not saying that I'm anything close to Jerry or Todd's anything close to Jerry, but let's take away a Jerry Rice when he was 33, 34, 35. Let's take them away from a good quarterback and allow that good quarterback to grow. No, you keep them there, and it helps them. So, you know, but it happened, and you move on. But my thing is, Joe, the natural progression for him was to grow, whether we're there or not.
Hey, Derek, it seems like Rex Ryan and the Jets are like the Ravens North. A lot of former Ravens end up there, either physically ending up with the Jets or at least talking to them. Are you at liberty to say if the Jets are one of the teams that have contacted you or vice versa?
Excuse me, say that again. I didn't hear you.
Are you at liberty to say if the Jets are one of the teams that may be interested in you?
No, I mean, I'm pretty sure they probably have to, you know, talk with my agent, and that could be, you know, just like any other team that's in contention, that could be a possibility. So, you know, I just weigh my options and continue to move from there.
Derek Mason, our guest. Derek, could you talk a little bit back where we were about, you were real close with Steve McNair, obviously, and then you worked with Joe the last couple of years. With a receiver and a quarterback, is that a special bond, or can you just step into any system, or do you really develop a groove and, you know, a chemistry?
I think you have to develop a chemistry with the quarterback. You know, that's not something that you can just walk in to a situation and all of a sudden now it's going to, you know, you and a quarterback clicks. You know, some situations it does happen, but, you know, you can still see the miscues in a quarterback and receiver in that first year, and you always say to yourself, well, if they had another year together, they would hit that pass, or they would have known what each other were thinking. I think that's very important. It's kind of like a, you know, a point guard in the center. You know, you have to have that chemistry. You have to, you know one another very well in order to be very, very successful game in and game out. So, you know, you don't take that for granted when you build a chemistry with a quarterback. That's something that's very essential to having a very good passing game.
I hope we're not losing him. Derek, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
There he is.
Hey, Derek, I know it's still early. It's not even August 4th. The quote-unquote league year hasn't started yet. But can you envision a 2011 football season without Derek Mason at all?
You know, that's a possibility. That's just something that I have to, you know, prepare myself for. And it's an option, you know, and I have to prepare myself moving forward if that do indeed happens. You know, do I still want to play football? Of course I do, because I know I got a lot of football in me. You know, but if it doesn't happen, then I have to make that transition and start the second phase of my life, which is, you know, okay for me. It did end abruptly and you know, unexpectedly for me. But, you know, God has a way of, you know, putting everything back in order. And, you know, you move on and you just do the best that you can. Moving forward.
Derek, you know how we feel about you, and the, you know, the texts keep coming in every time we have you on. People just, a lot of well wishes. I don't know what you want to say to the fans, but they certainly love you here. So.
I love the fans. I really do appreciate the support that I've gotten, and all the, you know, Twitter messages and Facebook messages that I've gotten. They really enjoyed seeing me play, and I really enjoyed playing in front of that crowd, you know, when we played at home or when we played in the playoffs. So, you know, I hope I'm back. But if not, then I've enjoyed, you know, my six, seven years there playing in front of that amazing crowd.
Well, Derek, you should know Dave just texted you and said, I think you'll be back, Derek. We want you and need you to get to the Super Bowl. I think you're a big piece for us to get there. Hopefully see you soon.
Well, tell him I said thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.
You know, it's a part of football. When you get released, you got to find a way to pick up the pieces. And indeed, if that's the case, move on. But hopefully I get another opportunity to wear the black and purple. And if not, then, you know, I got to move on. I got children that depend on me. So I got to, you know, pick myself up and keep going.
All right, man. Well, we hope to see you back, and we'll talk to you soon, man.
No problem, guys.
Thanks, Derek. Appreciate it.
Great guy.
He's a great guy. He's just a great guy.